persecution, a massive humanitarian crisis, and Muslim ministry today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Details in a moment as we discover God at work through his people. So listen closely to find your place in the story. We'll begin today with a question. How does a lack of religious freedom lead to chaos? Well, this question is especially relevant to Nigeria and other sub-Saharan African countries where the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram is attacking Christians. Open Doors USA's David Curry explains.
You have a clash of civilizations of sort. A lot of Christians in the south of Nigeria and Islamic Sharia law states in the north. And for a long time, Nigeria has been the most violent place that we can measure against Christians.
Boko Haram is conquering and harassing more territory, not just in Nigeria, but now also in Chad, Cameroon, and Burkina Faso.
You have weak, weak governments that are responding very slowly and ineffectually, and it's really emboldening Boko Haram in a way that I think is problematic. And we could see them conquering a swath, what they would call a caliphate, where they feel like they own an entire region that would cross three or four different country boundaries.
We can make a difference by praying these believers hold strong to Christ and don't take for granted your freedom of worship.
It's the place where people are being pressured for issues of conscience. If you cannot decide for yourself if you're going to be able to read a Bible and worship freely, you're not free at all.
Next, Christians aren't the only ones looking at mobilizing and training. Recognizing that an effective strategy to reaching people in the Middle East needs to go through Egypt, World Mission's Greg Kelly shared his finding on a recent visit to Cairo.
Here is an amazing university, an incredibly large university, 60,000 students. It's a missions training center located in Cairo where the students are from over 100 countries around the world, all being trained as Muslim missionaries. Some 24,000 graduates every year are being launched out to every country imaginable in Asia, in America, in Canada, in all of Latin America, throughout Europe. It's an incredibly aggressive strategy that Muslims have. And a lot of these students that are graduating are radicalized. They're taught on how to advance Sharia law. They're imams in these places. And so we need to be aware of that. Jesus has called us to make disciples of all nations. So be praying for the Middle East, be praying for the Christian leaders that are reaching Muslims for Jesus in this area.
There's more on this story at missionnews.org. And with circumstances becoming increasingly dire in Iran, many people seek alternative options.
In Iran, most of the people do not like the regime that they are forced to live under. So many of them do flee, especially they into California, Los Angeles. They teasingly say it's Tehrangelus. There's so many Iranians there.
Joanne Doyle leads Not Forgotten, a division of Uncharted Ministries.
But our heart with Not Forgotten is to reach out to those women behind the veil, to show them their biblical place of honor that Jesus has reserved just for them as women.
Together with a small team, Doyle teaches Christian women how to reach their Muslim neighbors.
Women see the freedom that women have in America, and they long for that same freedom. So they think, if I come to this new country, I will finally have freedom. Then they come here, and we Americans are afraid of them, or perhaps we even hate them because of 9/11 and all the terrorism that we see. So what do? We reinforce the lie that they don't matter by ignoring them or by pretending we don't see them. If you befriend a Muslim, you just may be the one that is blessed to lead them to faith in Christ.
Learn how to reach your Muslim neighbors for Christ by connecting with the Not Forgotten team. We'll get you started at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.